She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. First thing on the list is gasoline price in New York is $2. $2 in New York.
In the city or upstate?
In the city. Why is it so high here? It's because they can. They can charge you $4, $5. Nobody says anything. Folks, try that in Thailand. Bring it up 25 cents. The people, without organizing, they just go right into the Capitol and grab all the politicians and take them to the closest tree and hang them. They don't fool around. They don't say, oh, we got to go to court. We got to figure this out. No. Hang them. Anyway, on that car that dropped his CV shaft, the front axle, off Bryson's car, he was very, very lucky. We found out the problem on that. The problem is Toyota uses Allen bolts, six Allen bolts, to hold the CV shaft, the axle, onto the transmission. Allen bolts have no strength at all. They grade bolts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and whatever. The higher the number, the stronger the bolt. These bolts that were used on Bryson's Lexus was only a grade 2. Okay? And we came across another similar vehicle, and his bolts were stretching and ready to break. So my advice, folks, if you have one of these cars, have it checked and change those Allen bolts. Okay? There is stronger bolts, and it's not Allen. It's not the Allen wrench type. It's a 12-point ARP brand bolt. Super, super strong for your safety. Okay? Now, the other thing mostly Kauai people are worried about is hurricane coming. Okay? It's taking the same path as Hurricane Iniki. Okay? Now, we don't know how the weather's going to be, but a lot of people are going out and filling gas at Costco. Okay. Costco's octane is not high, folks. The higher the octane, the better your gas mileage. Wake up. You can fill it up, and if it hits, the storm hits, the electricity go out, how far are you going to drive on that low octane gas? Not far. Go look at history again. Back in the 30s, 40s, when they rationed gasoline, people back then had brains. They used mothballs. Mothballs contain naphthalene, which brings up the octane in the gas and gives you better gas mileage. Okay? So, you gotta think like it's a rationing of gas when you have a storm coming. So buy the highest octane, and the highest octane you can buy right now is Shell 92. The 92 Shell is your highest octane, and will give you better mileage. That is your choice. You want to save money and go with a cheapy and get way less gas mileage? It don't make sense. It just don't make sense. Can you imagine, Dennis? Okay? And these people that use the low octane, if they were mechanics at the Hawaiian Airlines terminal and use the cheapest jet fuel they could in the jet, that wouldn't be able to make the plane reach the United States. Huh? Hello? I don't know. I don't understand this. I'm sorry. I'm blown away. You know? And when I told Bryson about the bolts, the special bolts were going to get made for him, first thing out of his mouth was, how much? How much is your life worth? Oh my goodness, I don't know. Oh boy, anyway. That's the issue. The storm's coming, we don't know. But the weather is exactly the same as when Hurricane Iniki hit. Harvey Maeda got smart. He left Kauai and he came to Oahu. It's going to be here for a while. So I said, why? You worried about the hurricane? He told me no. He came over for his son's wedding. No, he's going to go back tomorrow. So I don't know. It's really bad. Anyway, the Big Island mayor was caught for charging excessive and false charges on his credit card. He's still the mayor, isn't he? If he worked for a private company, he would be fired and arrested or whatever. But I guess here in Hawaii, you can do this, you know? So you can walk into First Hawaiian Bank, rob them, and if you get caught, you just say, oh, I'm sorry, I'll put back the money, and it's okay. I don't think so. Something's wrong here. Anyway, gotta move on. With the storm coming again, fill your tanks with Shell 92. Okay? And we have ethanol, so if you run out, we can use ethanol instead. Safety check and recon permit should be eliminated, should be discontinued. Get rid of it. Because the money you spend for this so-called checking does not go to the state. It pays the mechanic. The state makes nothing. Okay? So, we have to get rid of it and cut the budget. We just checked a Mercedes that was just recently safety checked last week. Okay? It came in for servicing and the steering is barely hanging on. It's ready to fall off. And the front brake pads and calipers, gone, not working. It passed safety check. It's an accident waiting to happen. Okay? So, because of this, we need to get rid of safety check, folks, because if that accident happens and it hurts or kills your family, you're going to sue the state because the state hired these guys to do the safety check and it caused a death or injury. See, state of Oregon has it down. They don't have safety check, but they have a law that if your car is seen unsafe by a policeman, like bald tires, no tail light, whatever, it's a $400 fine. They tag you. And if it looks really shaky, like some of the cars you see on Oahu, they impound it, and it's a $1,000 fine. Maybe that's what we should do with the cell phone. If you got caught driving using the cell phone, then you get $1,000 fine and they take your cell phone. How's that? And people stop talking on the phone. Oh, just yesterday I saw this lady talking on the cell phone, and she went from the right far lane to the left lane, no signal, and I don't think she even knew she went to the left lane. I had to pull up on the side and look, she's on the cell phone texting. Huh? Come on. We gotta have stricter rules. Okay? And do away with safety check. It's a waste of money. Do away with safety check. Put those people in the administrative office into weights and measures. Check the scales, check everything. Okay? Anyway, who do we have on the line?
Okay, we have Lana from IAEA.
Hi, Lana.
Oh, hi, George. Congratulations to Mr. Maeda. He's been so part of your show, and I'm glad everything's okay. Yeah, but you're pretty funny, though. I thought you were serious about he coming here because of that hurricane coming. Hey, you pull us our leg, especially me. You know me, I trust you, eh? You're always joking around. Hey, be serious. How am I going to learn? Anyway, what was I going to say now? About
you see, that's why I'm not serious, because you forget already.
Yeah, nobody listen, no?
Yeah.
I listen. I went put gas even though I had half a tank.
Well, okay.
I get long. I got to pick up my sister tomorrow for Mark Kilo. You know what she said? Lana, terrible. You know that rail? But she's two years older than me. And she's been there since day one, I think the first increment on Makakilo Hill, when up the houses. Oh, she got a cheap too, man. But anyway, you know what she said? Oh, that thing is so damn ugly, you don't see the mountains anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bad. That's why Ben Cayetano was right. He warned us, and nobody listened. They kept on voting the same old lolos. Oh, I can't believe it. What's going on?
Even well, didn't believe what he was saying, because Ben lost the trust of the people of Hawaii.
Wait, what did you just say?
Ben lost the trust of the people because of what he did when he was governor.
Yeah, but he did good too. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things I was against him, but you know, at least he retired and then he became just a regular civilian layman, and he saw what was going on. So, you know, if everybody voted him, I think he would do way better than what we have now, because the rail wouldn't be up. Well, I hope not anyway. I don't know. I cannot foresee the future, right? But anyway, I had to call because I did put gas, but subconsciously, because I had to go, I'm going to be using my car a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, oh, lucky thing. I think I was psychic. I think I heard you scolding me again. First thing in the morning, I did fill them up. So, the power. And so, later, I'm going to go to the Made Hawaii show. Mm-hmm. Everybody should go there after you listen to George Nika's program. Yeah, support the local businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, oh, by the way, you got bounced off by Gallagher, huh? He's on your state, your time, you know.
Who?
Gary Gallagher. On that same station, on Earth.
Who's that?
Oh, that's attorney. Well, before we should talk about him, all of a sudden...
Who's that?
No.
Who's that?
Anyway, I'm glad you're on KWAI.
Okay.
So anyway,
thanks, Lana.
Thank you, George. I'll be seeing you soon. Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, it's break time.
Okay, you're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita and his guest, Dennis Tomasu. We'll be right back after this break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis 223-9367. 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great. And you know what? I just realized, you know, the lady that you saw was the same lady that I saw following you around.
Really?
Remember a couple of weeks ago I told you about the lady eating, talking on the phone, changing lanes?
Yeah.
I saw the same thing.
Same one.
Can't see everybody. Oh, my goodness. But that's what's happening. But listen, I just want to remind everybody, with the storm coming, when the power goes out, if the lights are out of the intersection, you treat it as a four-way stop. It's not a game of chicken. It's not, let's see if I could drive too fast and not get too many dents on my car. Because, you know, that's what happens, right? You pull up at the light and people just drive through like, oh, no light. Well, I guess I just keep going. Oh, man, I tell you, this is why I've been aging fast.
Relax.
I know. I grew up a lot younger last year. But, yeah, anyway, I'm in Kaneohe right now, and it is storming.
So, well, you're on the wrong side of the island, my friend.
I know. But listen, okay, so anyway, I'll cut it short. Turn on your lights when it's raining. No lights is a four-way stop. And slow down when you see a puddle. And the other thing is, when you see a big puddle of water and you see people sitting at a bus stop or walking at the corner, why do you want to splash them? Do you think it's like some kind of kids game, you know, like little kids standing by there for you to splash them? Adults don't like it.
Bob.
Just want to share that with you.
Bob.
Yes.
My friend Scott was on Dillingham the other day and it poured, right? It was flooded. Everybody was on the middle lanes. And this guy didn't want to wait in line with the traffic. He went in the right lane with no cars, and there was a lot of people at the bus stop because it was raining. It was pouring.
Right.
And he went zooming right down there, and he drenched them.
That's what I'm talking about. People, I'm telling you, people have no respect for other people anymore.
He thought it was funny.
He was probably laughing. He probably went home, told his family, oh, you should have seen how I splashed everybody at the bus stop.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, who do we have next?
Okay, we have Dot 3 Dean on the line.
Dot 3 Dean? Hello? I don't hear you. What happened to Dot 3 Dean? Hello?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay,
hello?
George, I'm here.
Yeah, you gotta get on Verizon.
Well, you know, I have good news. You know, it's great. It's very refreshing to know that Paola, Makali, and Kahala, all the octane at the Shell is good this week. All good. And with the hurricane coming, everybody better stock up and fill up on that good Shell gas with the nitrogen enrichment in the V-Power.
Yep.
Hey, you know, this is no time to be playing with fire. I mean, any empty, you know, 5-gallon container, stock up because it, trust me, I mean, comes, if the hurricane really hits the gas stations, they're going to be wiped out with gasoline.
You know, way back when I had a station in Kamiki, we ran out of electricity, and people needed gasoline. They were empty. We couldn't pump, right?
Where can I pump the electricity?
Okay. What we did was open the hatch for the tanks in the ground. We dropped the line down there, and we had a battery-operated pump, and we pumped gas into people's cars.
Okay, like a siphoning.
No, it's a pump.
Was a pump, or you pumped into a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that they would have enough, you know, a couple of gallons so they could get home.
Yeah, can get home, right, right. Well, just like when the gas crisis of 1973, when you remember it was just before New Year's, you know, any station you went, it was just a common sight. No gas.
Well, it might happen again if the storm hits.
So that's why I'm telling everybody, stock up on Shell V-Power Premium and fill up all whatever tanks you might have available, because...
Only if you live on Kauai.
Yeah.
A hurricane and storms never hit Oahu.
Well, it did back in 82. Remember when they had Hurricane Eva? That's how the leeward side got whacked.
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane Eva time. So, I mean, they're thinking that it's going to be, it might repeat like in 80 or Hurricane Eva.
Oahu's safe.
Okay. If you say so.
Kauai gets the most of the hit.
Yeah. They're forever getting hit. Them. Yeah. Every hurricane did. They are. They're the unlucky ones.
It's safer on Maui, though.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot, George.
Thanks, Dean. Okay. We have Dennis here from EnviroClean. So, can we use that for the water?
Oh, yes. Hi, George. Thank you for allowing me to join you guys today. Yeah, actually, you got a water spill. You can use it over and over and over and over. Just let it dry out, and it'll clean the water spill up really quickly. You don't have to put those caution signs and let the floor dry.
What about if your puppy pees on your carpet?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Use that. those things do happen. Yeah, we're just trying to help the environment by presenting this product. We haven't really been able to really push it just yet, but you know, this is one way we come in the air. And
how can we... Okay, if the people are interested, how can they buy it?
Oh, okay. We have it right now. It's at a location called place called Electrical Equipment.
Electrical Equipment selling.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story. they're in San Island, corner of San Island Access Road and Auiki Street, 2144 Auiki. If they want to call, you can look up Electrical Equipment or. Number is 848-2884, 848-2884, but yeah, we're just trying to help.
Where else can you get it from?
Right now, just there, right now, just there. Or they can call me, or and they can call me if they wanted to. Number is 223-9367.
Okay. Maybe you should get a hold of Harvey and see if he wants to carry it.
Yeah, actually I want to because just I don't have the time to do much right now to get this really rolling, so I'm trying to look for help to get this thing launched. So if anybody interested, give me a call and hopefully we can get this thing going.
Yeah. Take down Harvey's number.
Okay.
Okay, you can give him a call. It's 808 651-2813.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely give him a call. He's been with you quite a while, yeah?
Yeah, he carries all the good stuff that we recommend.
Oh, okay, terrific. Yeah, we're trying to get our presence on Kauai too, but looking on the neighbor islands, it's kind of tough to find good people. Yeah.
Harvey's good.
Terrific, thank you.
Okay, and for Maui, I would recommend trying Maui Toyota. For the parts department, they might be interested in carrying that for cleanups in their in a customer's cars on the carpet and stuff.
Yeah, or we can sell them small packages too.
Yeah,
bills and stuff.
Okay, so That's a try. So anyway, your car should be checked every time you have it serviced, folks. Every time you bring your car in for servicing, it should be checked. And it's not being checked unless you specify. So specify. Check your car, bumper to bumper, roof to tire. Especially the year, or the date rather, that your tire was manufactured. Tires have a date. They're not good after 6 years. Okay? So, anyway. I'll try the trivia one more time. And this is for a free checkout from the top to the bottom, bumper to bumper. And Todd, my son Todd, is very, very thorough with this stuff. He's very, very good. Okay? The trivia is, what was at the old Fisherman's Wharf restaurant before it was Fisherman's Wharf? What was there? And not the tuna cannery or whatever. That was in the back of it. What was there at the same location where Fisherman's Wharf restaurant was? Okay? That's the trivia. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. A lot of people listen on the website to our radio show because they're not able to pick it up, especially in Hilo. Okay? So, Hilo people, well, sorry, we can't go out there and give you a free the trivia. Okay? But anyway, you can give us a call and ask us whatever you want. Okay? And this EnviroClean thing is I've tried it and it's excellent. It's really, really good. You gotta try it. It's the best way of cleaning your car's carpet. Okay, it's break time again.
Okay, we're going to go to break again. This is Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita and his guest, Dennis Tomasu.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live. But our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair used in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, who do we have next?
Okay, we have Jake from Kaimuki.
Hi, Jake.
Hey, I would take a guess on that thing that was before Fisherman's Wharf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a fishing village over there, wasn't there, called Gas Town? Is that it?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, thanks.
Try again.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Who's next?
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Aina Haina, Rob.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Well, I got good news.
Okay.
Now, everybody get ready for this, because we don't, George, especially you and I, we're really not too thrilled with the politicians that run our town usually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they did something right.
Now, let me climb the coconut tree.
Yeah. Okay, here it comes now, George. Veterans vehicle registration fee exemption. Exempts totally and permanently disabled veterans from paying the annual vehicle registration fee. Period.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. That's nice.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wish there was more stuff we could add to that, huh, George?
Hmm. But when you say that, I'm sorry, Rob, I can't help but figure out what's up. What's up? Why did they do that?
I don't know. I don't know how these guys think, George.
Yeah, these guys, they never give you something without something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you know, I know that, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so I can't help it but think, well, okay, so what's going to happen now? You know, things from the heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's what they should do. And they should be taking away the property tax for all seniors.
That's exactly where I was going to go next, George, and I'm glad you picked that ball up.
Take care of the seniors.
Because we do have states in our country, George, that do that.
That's right.
You're a citizen, senior, I'm a senior.
Yep.
It sure would help us out, I bet you, a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But they don't care.
I know, and then when you think of the demographic, George, us seniors, we may be living a little longer, but hey, we're also dying every day too, you know?
Oh, yes.
And I mean, it's not like we're going to wipe out the treasury or anything if they were able to, not if they were able to, because they could do it.
Yep, they could.
But, I mean, I would love to know what kind of deficit it would be, you know, if they did that. Because they have all our records. I mean, shoots, with the technology and everything today, George.
Well, Rob, they need the money for the rail.
Oh, George, no. Why did you go there? No.
Yeah, they need the money for the rail.
George, I have some friends. They said they want to move to where, you know, I live down on the southeast end, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But they said they tried looking and there's nothing available. You can't find anything to rent. And then whatever is for sale is, you know, incredibly expensive. And
well,
we're not talking about like those fancy houses up on the ridges. I'm talking about cottage style.
It's high demand.
I know.
High demand.
From the 50s, you know.
Yep.
You can't even get in here even if you want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get away from the rail project.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame them. They should put it up to vote again.
Oh.
But they won't.
No, there's too many guys' pockets getting filled with that one, huh, George?
Oh, yeah. We know that.
Boy, if the public was ever able to really wrap their brain around that, I think I would like to see it be like you open the show with the people of Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's what we need. We need more of that.
Well, thank you.
That was good news, Rob.
Yeah, thanks, George. We don't get a chance to, say something nice about the politicians, but we'll give them that one, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We'll give that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Who's next? Okay. So the last time I talked to you, Dennis, you didn't move yet on getting like Crested Cleaning Center to have it.
Yeah. It's tough running another business at the moment. And actually I would rather work on this because my interest is to help the environment, just like how you feel about ethanol.
But the people don't like ethanol. It's sad.
Yeah,
it's
too bad.
It's so sad. If there was no computers today, I understand. But because of the computer systems, we have computers, people so lazy to push that button and go look up Henry Ford's history, okay? Because he made that statement way back, that ethanol was the best fuel for the future.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have petroleum products, and look what's happening to all the glaciers these days.
Everything.
It's not
the exhaust from the cars, then, is killing people. It's a no-brainer. The exhaust from ethanol cars make people live longer.
Mm.
Why? What's wrong with this?
Yeah, something wrong with this picture.
Yeah. And ethanol is from sugarcane or green. And you want to talk green? This is green energy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not electricity. Electricity is not green energy.
No, exactly.
has high EMF, electronic magnetic field, and that is high cancer. Okay, there is nothing that is high cancer about ethanol. They use ethanol for surgery. They use it in women's expensive face creams. Their hand sterilizers at the restaurant. It's 40% in the vodka. It's 40% ethanol. So, I mean, it's endless. Mm-hmm. So, I'm surprised you didn't have it in your EnviroClean.
Who knows? Maybe they might develop something with ethanol and EnviroClean. Something really revolutionary.
It works.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I tried playing around with it some more, and I put some oil down on the carpet, and I put some ethanol on that. It dissolved the oil up, and I put the EnviroClean on that, and
it soaks it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, like places like the condos where people's got oil stains and stuff on the parking stalls, you know, instead of washing it down and going into the storm drain and out into the ocean, you know, they could use this to soak up a lot of their oil buildup and grease buildup.
You know, I tried that on a stained parking stall. It was stained, okay? And the EnviroClean cleaned it up. But it didn't take out the stain. Mm-hmm. But you put ethanol on it and rub it around and put the EnviroClean on it, white.
Hey, maybe we should make a one kit.
Yeah. Huh? The concrete became white. White, you know.
Yeah. That might be a pretty good kit, ethanol and EnviroClean.
Yeah, both of them, you know, environmental safe.
No,
you can pour ethanol on the grass. It doesn't kill the grass.
Yeah. Doesn't kill the fishes.
Nope. So, why not?
We got to get this out to the public. I mean, this is...
Oh, nobody listens. They listen to the radio show for the laugh.
Oh.
This is not to learn.
You know, this is our life. I mean, you know, environment. Without the environment, we all be gone.
Yeah, but people... If you're talking money...
Exactly.
They listen.
Yeah.
They want money. But all the money in the world can never replace Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. The break time?
Yes. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita and his guest, Dennis Tomasu. We'll be right back after this break.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my...
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call. Got a question, whatever. Or you want to try the trivia. What was at Fisherman's Wharf restaurant before it was Fisherman's Wharf? Okay. I know a lot of people are hitting the computer and checking out Google and all that to see what it was. Okay. Anyway. Good luck. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay. If the storm does come, if it does come, make sure your gas tanks are full. Okay. And use the premium Shell. Shell 92 is your highest octane in the state of Hawaii. Okay? I checked the octane in Hilo. And Hilo's 92 Shell was 89. Higher than Oahu. Why is that? Anyway, it's 89. Okay, we have yet to check on Maui, but on Kauai, all of the premiums, the 92 is 82. Okay, there's no such thing as 84, 85, or 86. It's all 82. Now, from what I understand, the gas is not 92 in the storage tank. In the storage tank is the basic gas. When the tanker truck pulls up to the terminal and fills up gas to take to the station, that's when they're blending the gas and making the octane at the truck. So, Dennis, if you had a service station and Christy didn't want to give it a good gas, and she's the one working the terminal, she punches all low octane and you get low octane. But how does the gas station owner or manager know what he's really buying? They don't know, because they never test it. Okay? People never test. Just assume it's 92.
Wow.
There was one incident that we had, Dean Zane did it. He did the test of the regular, the 89, and the 92. It was completely in reverse. The regular, the 87, was 88. The 89 was 84. Okay? And the 92 was 82.
Not like they put the everything.
It was in reverse. So, I don't understand.
Oh,
I don't understand. Good thing there weren't what you call that, doctors. Guys go in for surgery on his arm and they cut something else off. So, you know, I don't know. But anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? And Harvey Maeda on Kauai, well, he's in Oahu today. When he's on Kauai, he has the good motor oil, raw purple, with the high metal protector. And he also has the electronic rust proofing device that's excellent for new cars. And he also has ethanol. Okay? You can give him a call at 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay?
Yes.
So, and Crestec Cleaning Center also has that fantastic cleaner that we recommend highly. It's called the Degreaser 2000. they also have this fantastic, what do you call that, disinfectant spray that even the hospitals use that. Awesome stuff. Good. Okay, who do we have on the phone?
Okay, we have Felix from Pearl City.
Hi, Felix.
Yes, hi, George. I have a question for you. It's actually three questions in one. I have a 57 Chevy pickup truck.
Good truck.
Yeah, yeah. I like it because I don't have any touch computers or anything.
Right. That's right. And you got metal dash, not plastic.
Right, metal dash and everything. But here's the problem that I'm having, George. I'm looking to replace some parts on the truck, yeah? And I'm looking at about $800, but the shipping alone is about $1,600.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm hoping that there are people here that may have the part, or if there's any other way that you may know of where I can save on the shipping, because I cannot do it paying $1,600 on shipping alone.
Yeah, that's the same problem we have bringing ethanol in, the shipping.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
What are you looking for?
I need a tailgate. I need both panels for the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I need one of the fenders because one of the fenders on it is really trash.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I need the dash panel.
Hmm.
Yeah, all big items, huh?
Yeah. And you called companies on the mainland and the shipping is outrageous.
Yeah, the shipping and that $1,600 is with a discount.
Discount?
Or so they tell me, yeah.
Okay. Try calling, oh boy, I have the number back at the office. Call me at the office.
And your number at the office is?
I forget my own number.
I'm there too, don't worry.
847.
847.
55.
55.
54.
54. 847-5554.
Yeah, and I'll give you a shipper that might be able to do it way cheaper than that.
Okay, if not that, who can do body work that can really do a miracle? Okay, maybe that's cheaper to go.
Yeah, that would be. I will try and talk to Tommy at Autotech.
Tommy at Autotech?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of them. I'm almost sure I have. Tommy at Autotech. Tommy, let me write that down.
And the other thing you might be looking at is I would recommend fiberglass.
Fiberglass, really?
Yeah.
You mean the fiberglass whole part, or?
Yeah, the whole part.
So that would be a lot less than shipping because they're lighter, I'm assuming, or?
No, the guy can make it here.
Oh, they can make them here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay. I'll consider that. I like the steel, but I'll consider going with the fiberglass, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of the old classics. They're turning to fiberglass because of a hard time getting the part.
Yeah, that's something to consider then. Yeah, because I like get this truck on the road, I mean, you know.
Oh, that's a nice truck.
Yeah, I'm making my own bed and everything because I can make that. I can cut all the wood, mill all the wood, but this other stuff is killing me.
Yeah, give me a call.
Okay, George, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, bye.
Okay,
so anyway. We're down to the last 2 minutes. It's all over.
That was fast.
Thanks for coming in, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and please get us more places where the people can buy this fantastic absorbent.
Yeah, I'm working on it, George. Thank you.
Okay. And I'd like to thank Christy for coming in and substituting for Wanda. Yeah, you know, Wanda went to the other side of the world. I don't know what she saw in the other side of the world, but she said the gasoline there is only $2 a gallon. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making the show what it is today. And please, folks, take care of each other and be safe. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Bye.